black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. There was a little gap, but I was doing that as a test. Let me try to play that off and act like I took a break on purpose. The numbers are decent, so I'm going to still do it, but I definitely want to focus on some other projects, but the podcast is here to stay. I think that's going to be safe to say from here on out. The crisis is over. We are back to normalcy. So this episode is going to be a special episode. Very, very special. Because Carnage Soto, a.k.a. Savage, also known as Primo, my cousin, he's going to come on the show. He's today's guest. So this is an episode where I am in my car. I'm going to scoop him up. I'm going to take him to J2 Games in Ocean so he can get himself a PlayStation 4 controller. It's very, very exciting. But while we do that, we're gonna catch up on things. I haven't seen him in a minute. And I'm going to ask him his thoughts on a lot of the stuff going on. A lot of the stuff that's going on in the last few months. And folks, I haven't forgotten. We really need to have a serious discussion one of the next few episodes on protests going on and on conspiracies in general, theory in general, and we definitely have to have a conversation on the mainstream media as well as police reform. So we got a lot of things to talk about the next few episodes, so I am going to try my best to really get consistent once again with this. So in doing so, though, I can't be too meticulous about it. I can't overthink. I can't just take this episode that we do today and edit it for 8 hours and get it out tomorrow. That's a luxury that I don't really have the time for. You know, I'm going to try if it needs. This episode's going flat out. It's going out as is. And that's all that is. But I really need to get, you know, some sort of routine going where I don't need to do several takes of one story. And that happens sometimes. But being that, there's your little state of affairs. Still a couple blocks from his house, so I'm just gonna scoop him up and we'll have our interview with him. But I want to maybe even start to talk a little bit about things. Like, let's talk a little bit about the mainstream media while we got a second. This is a serious topic, folks. Let's look at. I'm not promoting InfoWars. I'm not. I'm not apologizing for them. People would consider me an InfoWars supporter, but I haven't listened to the programs in months. I haven't since the whole quarantine. I haven't. But what they've been deplatformed for things that he said, for things that Alex Jones said, that caused people to do things, that caused people to harass other people. Flat out, that is what Oliver Darcy at CNN, that's what they did. That's the reasoning that he was creating or causing people to harass others, specifically the Sandy Hook, the families of the Sandy Hook victims. Why that is a problem is because the mainstream media does the same exact thing. Every time you are looking at Facebook or any type of news source, you're seeing headlines that are causing people to riot, causing people to get upset and cause destruction. Burn down Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia. Tear down the sign off CNN offices. So anyway, I want you to think about that. We're going to talk about that a little more, but here comes my cousin. We'll talk about that on another day. But the media is winding people up, and that is a fact. All right, here's my cousin. I'm going to clip my mic. What's good?
What's up, cuz?
We are recording. So here's your mic. We're live, but you don't. You can just, like, hold on to it. You don't clip it. So long time no see. We're just doing a nice little recording on our whole trip. This is our ride-along. Like WWE ride-along? You know that show?
Yeah.
So, man, you got a mask for the store?
Yes, I do.
So, cuz, how is it, man? How's life? I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I was wanted to hang out more, and then the coronavirus hit.
Yeah, the coronavirus
hit. And I was like, I guess no one's hanging out now. But luckily, it's getting a little better. It's dying down. Less death per day. Less cases per day.
Yeah. What are we going through, like, going into phase three this weekend?
Nah, phase two just happened. So the governor said phase three is going to happen in weeks, not months. So I'm kind of excited to get back because my job is now going to be able to have me go back in person, which is going to be good. And the only thing is there's still people not coming in as for business.
Some businesses are actually shutting down right now because of this shit.
Yeah, this is really bad for the economy, for people, for their livelihoods. Look, this was open. It's barbershop. It's shut down.
Yep.
Barbershop shut down. And now finally people can go get haircuts now in this phase two. So just last Monday, just 2 days ago that began. But it's talking about 4 appointments only, and people, this is crazy. Like, people can't just keep waiting in line and, like appointment for a haircut? Like, who does, like, women do that, sure, but.
They're saying you're going to have so many people inside the barbershop.
Like, that's going to cause problems, it just seems like. So restaurants. Johnny Max. I want to go to Johnny Max with you again, cuz.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been over there.
And Johnny Max, what if they go out of business? Oh, look, real quick. Barbershop to our side of us. Empty.
It says open, though, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, there's a sign right there. Oh, no, wait a minute.
It says closed. It looks empty as hell. But KFC supposedly closed down, from what I heard.
They closed down completely. The Popeyes is still thriving. Cars wrapped around that building every day, almost. Even the one towards Red Bank.
But when they put all these restrictions on places, like, you gotta make appointments only, the restaurant can only have
so many people
in it. How are they going to make money?
That's the problem.
The shit's too expensive to only have 5 customers or whatever. You know, your rent is expensive as hell in New Jersey.
Yes, it is. Jersey is a very expensive place to live.
All right, so who would have thought during this coronavirus more bad shit would happen simultaneously?
Yep. The Black Lives Matter movement. Those fucking cops want continue to do stupid shit, police brutality, and it's still continuing. After George Floyd, rest in peace, after his death, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, they just killed a little, they just killed a 5-year-old girl.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember where it was, but I keep hearing about it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure I'll hear about it sooner or later. Like, every day I'm seeing some video online.
Yeah, there's always videos.
Violating people's rights and abusing people physically.
Yeah, the shit that people post, it goes viral, but it's fine. The news doesn't cover any of it.
So what do you think this is, what is going to happen? I've never in my many years...
That things need to change.
Seen so many cops now at this point have everyone against them for what they're doing. And they've been doing this for a long time.
It shouldn't matter.
A long time.
It shouldn't matter what your gender, race, you could either be gay, straight, lesbian, white, black, Asian, Latino. It shouldn't matter your color or your race. It's the human race against the fucking system. That's what
I like that. That's true as hell.
That's the problem right now, is the system, the government.
I've never heard you say that. I've never heard people that, like, many people on that same page. And now, so it's like, it's crazy because you always think...
It's humanity versus racism. That's what it is.
You always think things will change, but they never change. And then, like, now you see, like, people are just...
Racism is going to keep on going because it's not born, it's taught. It keeps getting passed down to the next generation, and that's where the shit starts.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, that's...
What was that? Roadkill?
Yep.
Alright, so, I think things might change. Who knows, though? God only knows. Because
things might change and they might not. Either way, I look at it, it's not going to change. Like, racism is always going to be here.
Yeah. Because there's still... I saw a video of people writing bad things.
Yep.
And, yeah, I don't want to say, but yeah, I've seen video. Because I'll scroll through one. You watch one viral video that someone posts.
Yeah.
And then, on Facebook... And it takes you to a page where you just scroll up and you'll see random other videos that are kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just all...
It's the same bullshit. Shit. It keeps going.
Yeah.
It never ends.
So, I mean, they got to be accountable for what they do.
Yeah, exactly. They got to be accountable for what they do. But there's still a lot of police officers.
You can't shoot people in the back.
Personally, that gun and that badge don't mean shit to me. Like, there is, don't get me wrong, there's bad police officers and there's good police officers, but the bad ones need to be weeded out.
Yeah. Alright, we'll put this conversation on hold as we go in to check out the video game store that looks to be open, hopefully. Yes, sir.
I've never seen this place.
J2 Games. This place has been around for a while, but they just moved here. This is the place that used to be in Collingswood as well.
Huh.
Here's another store at another location. J2Games.com. The guy's cool as hell, the owner.
So we'll be taking a brief break real fast?
Yeah, probably shouldn't bring this microphone in there and talk because we got to talk to them. But we'll put a quick pause on the show. We'll be back with more episode. Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the mailbag today, but Do you have a question or comment for WBHN NJ? Leave us a voicemail and it may get played on the air. Call 1-732-807-5574 to leave your message for us here at the podcast. We always look forward to comments, questions, and what have you from literally all over the world, and we enjoy hearing what you have to say. So give us a call at 1-732-807-5574.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Our government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people. You really want to know?
Several party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here, this is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
And now, on a lighter note, here's what's making him.
Now you sure you gotta go to, Wegmans, right?
Yeah. Alright, part two of our podcast. We just finished checking out J2 Games. Be sure to check out j2games.com. Nice guy, cool dude, Jay that runs it. He's got a store here, he's doing good things.
As you can tell, there's a party going on out here.
Lady right there that was in the store.
Yeah.
That mother. She's looking good, dog. She's looking Alright, so you finally have your controller. That was the mission that we had to complete. Mission completed. Now we can play Fallout 76 together. And
this is a wireless controller?
Or wired? No, it's wired. I told you that. Hmm. Yeah, that's only bad news.
It's alright.
If you want to trade for my wireless one, but my wireless one dies in like under five minutes, and I have to always wire it anyway. That sucks. But yeah, he said only wired.
It's all right.
So we're gonna be. We can even do Twitch streams occasionally from time to time. I have a Twitch account set up to my PS4. Just click options, start broadcast, and boom! You sound disappointed that it's wired, though.
Nah, I'm alright. It's something, though. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah. Mine's... Well, something's happening. Something's happening.
Are you sure all that disguise by?
No. Alright, folks, we are live on the scene. We have a fire truck going by us. Let's follow it. Let's see what they're going. Yeah, right. Let's follow the fire truck. Speaking of fire trucks, we'll touch on another topic. Have you seen King of Staten Island yet?
I have not.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It was fucking hilarious as well at times. And it was sad at times. But I recommend seeing it. It cost $20 to rent it on demand. But it's definitely... At some point, I would recommend seeing it.
Huh.
Yeah, it'll eventually come to Netflix or something. Good movie. Pete Davidson. Bill Burr is in it. Those are the biggest stars in it, and at one point in the movie, the dude's kind of like a burnout. He's always smoking and chilling and making bad decisions. And they find some kid. Well, they're hanging out in like kind of like a wooded area, but like on a lake with like woods around it. It's like some private area. They're just like hanging out, smoking pot, and then this little kid rolls up.
This sounds like an interesting movie to watch.
Yeah, and then you know what he does? He talks to the kid. He's like, "Yo, you want a tattoo?" Because he's tattooing his friend while he's there.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, "Yeah, sure." And then he starts to tattoo his arm. He tattooed a line on him, and the kid started running. Did I pass Wegmans?
Yes, you did.
Oh. But yeah, he tattooed the kid, and then. One line. And,
Oh, they're cutting down all this.
Why? Really? That's what that means?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, what else? Anything else you watch? Anything interesting last couple of weeks?
I've been watching...
Money in the Bank, NXT in your house.
I've been watching,
Backlash? Any WWE stuff?
Not recently, no. Watching just Netflix movies.
Anything worth recommending or nothing special?
I just going through old movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really much to watch. I haven't really gaming because the controller I have wasn't that great gaming wise, but yeah, let me play movies and stuff.
Wow.
The idea was watching Predator again. The old one with
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
I never really liked. Oh, real quick. I think the video game store was here. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was in this plaza to our right, but I thought it was, but maybe not. I'm gonna pick her up. Can you ride, lady? Alright, this car is in a weird position. Me, I've just been really checking out the WWE Network, seen all the last few pay-per-views, and Hulu to keep up with SmackDown and Raw, and YouTube for clips of AEW and just random things. But other than that, yeah, I have not always liked to watch old movies for, like, the last decade. But now I'm kind of, like, saying I want to start looking at some old videos, some old stuff now. I kept always wanting to see the new stuff, only new things. I remember I'd come over and visit, like, my family, your family. I'd see people watching old stuff.
Yeah, like old movies.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I want to see new stuff, new stuff. But now I'm kind of, like, appreciating the old stuff now that I haven't seen it for a while. Alright, so one last thing. We're going to end now. We're going to end this broadcast, but because we're almost at our destination. But any questions about Fallout 76 before we go?
Not really. I just want to jump in.
Okay. I saw on the news newsfeed on PS4 that it said you left the vault.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you're out in the world. All right.
That's
man.
Where I first started.
So when we get back, let's see, it's 4:56. I'll be able to play with you for like 40 minutes, but then I gotta prepare for my class. Maybe I could play like 5 to 6. Yeah, it's looking like a 45 minute. Maybe I can get in. And if you're up at 10, like at 10, I could probably put in a half hour or 45 minutes from 10 for at 10, but
I'll be up for a while. All
right, but definitely on the weekends, I'll play a lot more. All right, man. So I guess this may as well end it, man. Thanks for coming on the podcast again.
You're welcome.
Today is the beginning of the shoot era of Black Helicopter News. The only way to have fun is to take the gloves off. Screw it. If I offend them? Oh well. What I am going to do is call it down the line every single week. I love conspiracies. I love talking shit. So damn it, I'm not giving up the podcast. Hell no. I'm doubling down and going the other way. Bring it on.
Break in here and there's no consequences, right?
Yeah, that's what we were going for.
You know, if this were actually a free country, I'd be getting real weird with you right now.
It's already very weird, sir.
Well, because of Obama,
I can't even shoot your ass without getting arrested. We'll bust this. Obama can't take away my lightsaber.
Muted.